Finance with Evan Lucas. Make this time of year less taxing with impressive savings on select Mercedes-Benz models until June 30. Visit an authorised retailer today. Terms and conditions apply.
Sam's always dances around when he sees the US up 200 points.
These two unbearable this morning. The markets are up again in the United States. They've turned the corner again. Evan Lucas, good morning.
Good morning, Millsy. Yes, they can celebrate, but I wouldn't be celebrating completely. I would be, however, if I was in Europe or the UK. And the reason I say that, last night the UK made a new record all-time high on the FTSE 100, and the European Stoxx 600 also made a new record all-time high. So despite all the issues that have been going on, what's going on in Eastern Europe, Middle East, then the markets falling like a stone over the previous 2 weeks, Europe is the one that's surprisingly bucking the trend at the moment. And unfortunately, we don't get a huge amount of lead from them, but it is interesting to see that a market that has been a very big laggard for the last decade and a half is actually doing the best at the moment.
Now, Tesla in the news again. What for this time?
Cutting prices once more. I mean, this is a company that told customers as short ago as this time last year that their cars would never lose value, that they are now slashing prices in core markets. So they've slashed it again in China. They've slashed it in Germany, France, and also the UK to go with last week's massive price cuts in the US. Tesla is now down 22% in the last 4 weeks alone. Unfortunately, us Australians, we don't get that discount yet, but I'm sure it's coming. And yeah, the reason it's there is because the competition in the EV market is getting stronger and stronger, and Tesla is no longer the highest selling vehicle maker of EV vehicles.
Right. Just before you go, inflation figures out tomorrow. It's a very delicate situation for the government. They're on the nose, but they have to provide cost of living relief in the budget. How are they going to do that without getting inflation on the burn?
Yes, and it's a great question. So there has already been leaking that, again, things like child subsidies, energy subsidies, things where they can actually sort of do it by what we refer to in economics as sort of almost like a backdoor version. So they don't give it to you directly. They give it to the provider to therefore bring the price down.
Right.
That's what they're likely to do. And you're already seeing signs that's what's going to happen.
Okay. All right. We'll be keen to see those inflation figures today. Tomorrow. But be keen to see the market today. It looks like it's going on the up, Ev. Good on you. Have a good day. We'll do it again tomorrow.